Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, June the 5th. Very warm afternoon. It's 93 right now as I speak to you, and it seems like it's going to be that way next week. There's actually a day next week when we're projected to be at 102. So it looks like triple digits. They're not here yet consistently, let's say, like they will be in July and August, but we're getting up there. We're getting up there. So Texas summers are showing up here in North Texas. Well, today we're going to talk about this great economic report that came out today. I mean, it dumbfounded all the critics. I mean, all the experts were expecting a bad month. Didn't turn out that way. And we're also going to remember a couple of people who had an impact, political impact, in many of our lives. Certainly, in my case, with President Reagan, who was a great one of the big reasons that I became a conservative activist was the Reagan presidency. And then not so much because I was a big follower of him, but because I thought it was so senseless that Robert F. Kennedy was killed on this day in 1968. So we're going to remember those two stories because I remember them quite well. And we're going to remember those two incidents, Robert Kennedy on this day and President Reagan on this day. Before we get to the good economic news, let's talk a little bit about a couple of stories that are out there, a couple of stories that really reveal the total insanity of what's going on in the Democrat Party right now. There is a movement, and this is extremely popular, this movement, in many of the city councils of the cities run by Democrats. One of the things that you may have noticed here recently is a lot of Democrat cities are really, really radicals. The city council Democrats are really, really radicals, whether it's San Antonio, whether it's Minneapolis, and many other places. The city councils in many of these Democrat cities are much more to the left, I think, than the typical Democrat in many of those states. And one of the things that they are promoting is defunding the police. In fact, they want to do that in Minneapolis. They're talking about doing that in San Antonio. And, of course, that's an absolutely insane idea to defund the police. I mean, what are you going to replace the police with? What are you going to do? If you defund the police, what are you going to do? You're going to just give the money to who are you going to give the money to? I mean, if you defund the police, what's going to happen is more people are going to start defending themselves. And instead of calling the police when somebody wants to loot your store, you're just going to take out a gun and shoot them. That's what's going to happen. So you're going to have more and more people buying guns, defending themselves. So defunding the police is an idiotic idea. But the problem for the Democrats is that these are exactly the kinds of ideas that will show up at their convention. And these are exactly the kinds of ideas that they're going to force on former Vice President Biden. He's going to have to talk about these things. And one of the problems with many of these Democrats, and particularly the left, they're not in any spirit to negotiate. It's their way or they'll just tear you up. And that's the problem that eventually former Vice President Biden is going to have to deal with on this issue and other issues. So defund the police is a very stupid idea, but it's what you're getting with these many, many liberal and really not even liberal. That wouldn't call them liberal. I would call them more radical members of so many of these city councils across the country. You know, as cities become more and more blue, it seems like the city councils become more and more radical. And you're seeing it in New York, you're seeing it in Minneapolis and lots of other places. Another interesting story, too, that I saw today, which is I think it's painful to think about this, but when they had the riots or the looting in Chicago or the burning of property, one of the things that they did was that they burned down or looted a lot of the grocery stores that served many of the immigrant communities, minority communities, black and Hispanic and immigrant communities. And now you have a situation where are you going to go to buy food? Where are you going to go to buy your kids' milk? And this is a real problem in Chicago. I don't know how they're going to get around this problem. Are they going to bring in food from the outside? I mean, it's just crazy. And another consequence, of course, of letting people loot and burn without consequence. This is what happens. You end up destroying the people who live in those communities. And they're not white Republicans. The people these criminal activity eventually hurt were not white Republicans. Those live in the suburbs. Those are doing just fine. It's many of these immigrant and Hispanic and black communities that get hurt by this kind of activity. Well, the economic report today was absolutely great. I mean, relatively great, of course, because we're still, 13% unemployment. You would never call that great. But when you consider the trend that this economy is starting to show signs of life, that this economy is starting to show signs that we're on the rebound, and we haven't even gotten it totally started because there's a lot of states that really have not rebounded yet, if you will. Some of it, I think, is for political reasons. I think many of these Democrat governors are holding back the economy, thinking somehow that this is going to hurt President Trump. I don't think it is, but that's what they're thinking. They're hurting their own people. That's what they're actually doing. But nevertheless, the economy is showing signs of strength. All the economic numbers today were better than expected. I think we created 2.5 million jobs. That's an unbelievable number in this context. And there was growth in most sectors. There was a growth in the service sector, which is important for many of these cities. So overall, it was actually a very good economic report. And this is what I'm going to tell you now. It's really interesting because the Washington Post was anticipating a terrible economic report. So they actually went to print with a story that today's economic report was going to be terrible, and they were saying 20% unemployment and so on. And it turned out that it was the exact opposite. It was actually a very good report and a sign that the economy is coming back. So I wonder if anybody's going to get fired at the Washington Post for that. The media seems to be the only organization in the country that can be wrong so many times, and yet nobody gets fired. I've never quite understood that they can put out a print copy saying the economy is bad, 20% unemployment, and then it turns out to be wrong, and I guess nobody gets fired for that. Never understood that one bit. Never understood that one bit. We're going to take a little break. We're going to listen to a couple of messages, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, June the 5th. We're going to look back now at a couple of things that happened on June the 5th, a couple of things that I think many of us of our generation remember them because they impacted our lives. The first one is that President Reagan passed away on this day in 2004. That's hard to believe. 16 years ago that this happened. Well, another thing that's hard to believe, it's going to be in November 2020, it'll be the 40th anniversary of Ronald Reagan's election. I mean, it's amazing how time flies, and these very consequential days, these very consequential events in our lives now look further back in the mirror. I mean, it's like when you look back in the mirror and something just looks further and further back. Well, the election of Ronald Reagan, a big day for most of us, that's going to be 40 years old in November. That's pretty incredible. Now, in the case of President Reagan, we all knew that he was very ill. In fact, there had been stories for several days that he was near death. He had been hard hit with several problems, and he couldn't go out. Of course, the Alzheimer's disease was a big factor, too. And that didn't happen late. I mean, I think that the announcement that he was suffering from Alzheimer's disease, I think that came out in 1994, not long after he left, 5 years, I guess, after he left the presidency. But things really began to deteriorate, as I understand from reading about it, really began to deteriorate in the last 2 or 3 years of his life, where he had lost total memory. He had no idea who he was. It just total memory of who he was. And this is the reason that Mrs. Reagan did not let him go out. They sheltered him and really kept him away from the public for the last 3 or 4 years of his life. For a while there, when you know he would go out a lot and go out for a walk, and I think he had an office in downtown L.A. that he would travel to from time to time. But you know, in the last 3 or 4 years of his life, they pretty much shut that down. But he passed away, and again, it was expected. And then came this amazing funeral that I think most of you remember, that just absolutely, just I mean, this showing of affection and love for President Reagan was everywhere. And it was just something, you know, we expected it, I guess, but even though we expected it, we still cannot believe it when we see it, I guess. That's what I'm saying. But it was such an amazing display of love and affection and respect, really, for President Reagan on this day in 2004, and for several days after, as his body laid in state. And then he was, of course, he went back to California, and they had a ceremony there and so on. So just a great man who died on this day in 2004. The other thing that happened on this day, this was 1968. Now, this happened actually very late in the evening, because it happened late in Los Angeles. Senator Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was seeking the Democrat nomination, and he had just won the primary in California. So it was very late California time. I think it was around midnight California time, maybe even later. And so a lot of us, you know, in the East or the Central time, didn't hear about it, the fact that he had been shot. In our case, I remember that we had something going on in school, so our parents told us to go to bed early, and we did. So the next morning when I woke up, I remember my father saying that Robert F. Kennedy had been shot. And it was just like, wow, are you kidding me? I mean, well, when did this happen? So we went down, and you know, we had the television on, and they were talking about it, and it wasn't so much that we supported Robert F. Kennedy, because we really didn't. Our family was with Nixon all the way, and so we were not fans of the Kennedys for lots of different reasons. But it was still a shock. And of course, the big what if with Robert F. Kennedy, the big what if is, would he have been nominated by the Democrats that year? Would he have been the Democrat nominee? My sense is no. And the reason for that is that even though he had just won the Democrat primary in California, he really didn't have the delegates. Remember, that was a different Democrat party in 1968. That was a party that actually the delegates selected the candidates, but not through all the primaries that we have now. It was more of the delegates at the convention. And President Johnson had the delegates. He had control of the party, and he wasn't going to give the nomination to Robert F. Kennedy. It just was not going to happen. Hubert Humphrey, who was President Johnson's candidate, he was going to get it. And that was just it. So I was never one of those who felt that Robert F. Kennedy would have been nominated. I don't think he would have been. But anyway, it was pretty senseless to think of his death 51 years ago or 52 years ago today. And that's another one of those things, you know, when you look back at 52 years since Robert Kennedy was assassinated. His children are close to 70 by now, I would think. What an amazing thing. Time travels, doesn't it? 52 years that Robert Kennedy was assassinated on this day in Los Angeles. He was actually, you know, the attempt on his life was late on the 5th. He actually passed away on the 6th, the morning of the 6th in Los Angeles. Well, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. This is Silvio Canto, and we'll talk to you later.